Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of What is Anime? A new podcast trying to figure out exactly what anime is. I know I do, but do all of you know what anime is? Anyways, I have a whole bunch of people with me here today that are going to be part of this new show to try to answer what that question is. Right, and I'd like to introduce all of you now. We'll go around this non-existent table and introduce you guys. So I guess I'll start. My name is Kenny, and I love anime. That's why I'm wanting to be a part of this podcast. I think the best anime ever is Hayao Miyazaki's Spirited Away. No, why are you guys laughing? Why are you guys laughing? Excuse me. Huh? It is a work of art. Okay, you know,
it's basic.
It's Japanese. Excuse me.
Basic.
Yes, it's basic.
Okay, we'll get to you later. Okay, but let me just explain to you. That is like the epitome of what the best anime is. Okay, so Spirited Away, and I think the best TV series anime, Pokemon.
Oh my gosh.
I love Bulbasaur, and Charmander, and Pikachu. Pikachu's a little overrated. He just goes Pika Pika all the time. You know, is that anime? I'm not sure.
I think Pokemon's overrated.
No, excuse me. Whoa. You're gonna get your turn in a second, but I'm just explaining to you these kind people who decided to tune in.
Are you sure you like anime?
I do. I love anime.
Are
those
sure
are the best animes. Yes, absolutely. Wait. Okay, fine. Okay, maybe we can go to you. Okay, what are you, Mr. Anime himself? Okay, what's your name? Want to introduce yourself?
Hello, guys. My name is Sean, and I am considered to be the anime expert on this podcast.
No, that's.
And,
we didn't make that establishment. No.
Yes,
no.
You did.
No.
By saying Pokemon is your favorite show.
Yes.
I think. And what is it? Spirited Away.
Spirited Away. Yes, the greatest anime. Hayao Miyazaki.
I like to argue that there are better options for anime.
Like what?
Like a recent one. It's called Bunny. Wait, what's it called?
I don't watch anime.
Why aren't you asking me? I know anime.
Okay.
Episode? Absolutely. I love Spirited Away.
Spirited Away.
And all the Pokemon episodes, for sure.
Especially the Pokemon.
Especially the Pokemon episode. Yes, especially one. Well, thanks, Sean. Thank you for determining that you have no idea what you're talking about today. And we're going to move on to the rest of the very talented panel that we have here. You want to go next?
I am Cedric.
Hi.
Hi, Cedric.
Yeah, I'm Miyazaki.
Yeah.
You like Spirited Away too, huh?
It's great.
I love it.
Wow. What are you talking about?
Just the art direction that Hayao has, you know, in it. It's fantastic.
Okay, fine.
Very well developed.
Yeah. True Japanese culture.
That's true. Oh yeah, we have another person here.
Oh.
That we have to introduce. Yes.
Hello, I'm Danny, and I'm gonna be honest. I don't know a lot about anime. I'm here to learn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you can learn from me or this guy who pretends that, you know, he thinks he knows anime really well.
I watch more anime than all of you, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, well, let's figure that out here, okay? Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to discuss what anime is. And I'm so excited to be able to do that with all of you. I hope all of you guys are excited who are listening to this podcast because we are going to drill down exactly why people love anime by understanding what anime is. And really determining what the best animes are in our current lifetime and to come. So, really excited. But before we get into that, have you seen the butterflies lately?
I have.
Oh my gosh. You know, like, yeah, it's crazy because we live here in Southern California, right? Now we're recording this in Southern California. And this butterfly migration that's happening from the south
to the north.
To the north. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
I know. What do you guys think about that? We were just driving, you know, up to the studio today, and we were looking at it, and we're just like, there's so many
butterflies. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
My favorite anime.
Which one?
Pokemon.
Oh, I love it too.
Bye bye
Butterfree. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's,
wow.
It's a classic.
I know. I love it too.
Do you guys watch it in English or in Japanese?
English.
Who watches it in Japanese? Like, that's not anime.
That's what the real
No, that's besides the point. Okay, going back to Bye Bye Butterfree. Like, what did you, I mean, apart from the butterflies, I was just, enamored by the butterflies.
Completely.
Yeah, the beauty of them. Did you guys see the real butterflies though on your way here?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I was driving and I really couldn't see anything because there's so many butterflies.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's insane.
Did you hit one?
Yes, I hit one.
Oh, no. Oh. Man, a guy who loves anime doesn't hit butterflies. You know.
Doesn't every anime?
It's okay. It's still alive.
It's still alive. The butterfly was still alive.
Yes, it's still alive.
Wow.
Well, it like kind of like grazed my windshield.
It grazed your windshield. Well, it's difficult to kill butterflies.
It's difficult to catch butterflies.
That's true.
Unless you had a Pokeball.
Have you ever tried?
No. But if you had a Pokeball, maybe you could catch one.
Oh, so.
Anime.
Anime. Right?
Yes.
No, but that's, we'll talk about that later, right? We're just talking about butterflies, okay? Like, have you seen a butterfly, like, it starts as a larva?
Yeah.
Larvae?
Larvae.
Larvae or a larva? Yes, so this, like, ugly, like,
creature,
this moist, like, worm thing.
Moist little worm.
Yeah, I hate that word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it just cocoons, right?
You forgot caterpillar.
Caterpillar. Yeah, that's right.
Caterpie.
And then you get into the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it emerges.
Emerges as this beautiful thing. So like, it goes from ugly to beautiful.
I like that.
It's like a life theme.
Metaphor.
Yeah.
Metamorphosis.
Yeah, metamorphosis. Yeah. Like. Yeah, have you, maybe, like, it's kind of like us, like, when we were younger, we had ugly. Baby fat, yeah.
I had no neck when I was
a kid. You had no neck?
No neck.
Yeah. Whoa, how did that work out? Yeah,
I was really...
He evolved, like a Pokemon.
Oh!
Yeah.
I like you now. He's admitting, yes, anyways, but yes, your neck, you just had no neck.
I was a very chunky baby.
Chunky baby.
Chunky baby.
And then you... And so you're saying now you have emerged from chunkiness into
beautiful.
Yeah, you would consider yourself beautiful, said.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a neck.
I think.
With a neck. You have a neck now.
I have a neck.
Okay, let the record show
you
that he has a neck.
See it,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, he has a neck now.
Kind of trust us.
Yeah, this transformation. That's true. Yeah, like, so in some ways we are butterflies.
Yeah. Or will be butterflies
because we aren't beautiful now?
We're all in different stages.
Oh, true.
Yeah, like just like the
evolutions and Pokemon. High five. Look at that. Wow, amazing. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, butterflies and this transformation thing are so very cool. It also reminds me of this movie, this Disney movie. Have you guys heard of Beauty and the Beast before?
I have.
That's a great movie.
It is?
It's a great movie.
I'm glad you agree.
That's an anime I can get behind.
I was trying to figure out if that was truly an anime, and Sean, you can chime in to see if this is an anime or not. After I finish my argument, okay? Thank you so much. It's beautifully hand-drawn. Mm-hmm. It just so happens to be in France, but like, speak English. You don't need to dub anything. Yeah, no subs at all. And it tells a story of this guy who's a prince, and he's ugly because he got cursed, and then over time, because he learned to love, he becomes back to his original beautiful self.
Hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Truly the arc of an anime. Okay, you know now what? You can jump in now, yes.
You know what?
Are you gonna diss Disney?
No, I'm not gonna diss Disney. Disney is a great company. That
Thank
makes
you,
really
because they
great
could be a future
animated,
sponsor. Yes, there
animated,
we go.
Animated films.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I don't consider them to be anime.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Why not?
It's not just because that they don't dub it in Japanese.
Yes.
Or it doesn't
have
the giant big eyes.
Okay.
But it's just because they don't have the giant big eyes.
What?
Yes.
What? Who? Okay, so...
It's
about the art style. Well, that's beside the point. Let's talk about Beauty and the Beast because, like, that's not where we're... Go back to, like, we're talking about transformation, Sean. We're not criticizing if it's an anime or not. I just want to talk about Beauty and the Beast. That's all.
It's a great movie.
Work of art.
Yeah.
Work of art, I like all the songs.
Oh yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
From the new movie? Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, do you want to sing it?
Oh, no, I can't.
What is it called?
It's called Evermore.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, what?
That is a good one.
It's yeah, you know what that, you know the song.
Yes, I know Evermore. Every,
okay, wow, you sound so mad. Why are you so mad?
Don't worry about it. I'm
okay,
not mad.
Oh wow, okay. It's something deeply rooted in your soul. Okay, great. I get it. Okay, we'll talk about just how great that song is in a moment though, because we're gonna have to take a quick break and we'll talk about Evermore and Beauty and the Beast and how the anime ties into all that in just a minute. So we'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor. All right, welcome back to the inaugural episode of What is Anime?
Anime. I'm really excited to be talking about anime.
I know, me too. But before we go into the deep, deepness of anime, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break. We were talking about Evermore from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
I like that song because it's a new song that Alan Menken wrote, who originally wrote, you know, the original music from Beauty and the Beast. And it has to do with Beast having to let go of Belle because he cares for her. Mm. And so I'll play a little bit right now. And so, yeah, you can see, like, you can hear, excuse me, you can hear just how he longs for this girl, but can't hold on anymore. And it's just really sad, because, you know, like, I've been in those situations before, I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry about it.
It's really tough. It's really tough to talk about. But anyways, where were we?
We're talking about Evermore.
Evermore, yes. Oh yeah. It's a really deep song.
It's a very touching song.
Yeah, touching song. You know. Anyway, that's me. Enough about me. I feel like this episode has been entirely about me talking. But let's talk about all of you guys. Like you, Sean, like besides anime, before we talk about your anime side, you have talents.
Yes, I do. I like to play my alto saxophone.
Oh.
If you guys don't know.
A specific saxophone.
Yes, a specific saxophone.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't own any other kind of saxophone.
Mm.
Back when I was in high school, I used to be in my high school jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. A lot of improv, and it really helped me to hone my skills. And my most recent performance actually was a song from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh wow!
It is actually Beauty and the Beast itself.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
It was for a friend's debut.
A friend.
Oh, how did that go, Sean?
How did that go?
I want to know.
Was this friend a girl?
Yes, it was.
Mm. It was a debut.
Oh. It was a debut.
Well, I mean, our audience sometimes doesn't know. Yes, we have to explain it out, you know? Like, and debuts are like, you know, like fake weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
No.
No?
No, it's just celebrating. Pretty
much. Celebrating a birthday?
A birthday.
Oh, okay. But you decided to play Beauty and the Beast as a friendly gesture?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Very friendly.
Very friendly.
Pretty friendly.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. No, I don't know who you are. This is the first time we've ever met before.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. You want to play your saxophone? Do you have your saxophone here with you today?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
So
have
maybe
my saxophone
we can in
today.
The future we can have you play.
The whole episode.
Yeah, while we all talk.
Smooth jazz.
Yes.
In the background.
In the background.
That sounds good. Great. And then yeah, maybe
some,
you can play
anime.
Beauty and the Beast. No, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Exactly how you played it for this girl's debut.
Yes.
Yes. You may make me cry, but it's okay. Well, great. Well, we thank you for sharing all of that.
Yep.
You know, there's no saxophones in any animes that I've ever seen.
There actually is.
No, there isn't. Next. Okay. Anyways, like another person. Like, how about let's go with Danny?
Oh.
Yeah, Danny. Yeah. Like, so you said you're here to learn more.
I am.
About anime, but I mean, what do you like? What is something fun about you?
I do not play the saxophone.
Oh, great.
I know. I wish I did.
You played another instrument.
I do play an instrument.
Yeah.
I play the clarinet.
Oh wow. Man.
Mm. That was pretty cool. I quit that.
Oh, don't. Yeah. It's a great instrument, though. It's the instrument that they used. SpongeBob. Yes.
Oh,
Squidward
yeah.
plays
he was,
the clarinet.
He's my inspiration, actually.
Whoa, that's a great.
Back in fifth grade.
That's a great anime.
Mm-hmm.
I love SpongeBob. Yeah, absolutely.
It is really good.
It's, so, it's like a comedic. It's a
it
comedic anime, Sean.
It's a feel good anime.
Excuse me.
Anime.
Not all animes have to be dramatic.
No,
okay.
No drama, no romance.
Yeah,
it's just,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Fun.
It's fun.
Yes, there are animes like that.
Good.
Yeah,
SpongeBob.
Anyway,
there we go.
So Squidward.
Yes.
I saw him
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid, and I was like, ah, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I went for it, and in fifth grade, I played the clarinet, and I lived the dream.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amazing. Uh-huh. Well, instrumental, you know, I mean instrumental. I play piano.
Mm.
It's fun.
Cool.
I play all the great songs of our day, like Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Oh, on the piano.
On the piano. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's so great.
I know.
It fits so well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does. It does. Yeah. You know, Evermore.
Evermore on the piano.
On the piano. It's also very touching.
Yeah.
I've also played Beauty and the Beast, but not for a fake wedding like the Dubus. I've just played it because I wanted to, because I appreciate music. And girls, I have a girlfriend already, so it's okay. And so, yeah, Sean, I can't respond to that. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good, good. It's okay, it's okay. And then Cedric, oh, but yeah, you play an instrument? You played,
Play a lot.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What is one? Pick one.
Acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Like, what are you playing? What kind of songs?
Just whatever comes to my head.
Oh,
if I feel like learning it, then I'll probably take some time to try playing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Could you feel up to learning Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah,
Evermore.
Evermore.
On the guitar, it could sound really good.
Ooh.
If you finger pick it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably
like a nylon.
Do that.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Great.
And
well,
play your saxophone.
Oh, a duet.
We can have
a duet.
Now that I'm thinking, we have a whole band.
Time.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Man, when's the next debut for any of you? I hope we can go all play there. And then record an episode of What Is Anime?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's at the debut, live.
Live.
My
That's
gosh.
So great.
I know. Well, this is great. You know, this is really great. And I see we're getting to know a little bit more about each other. Pop culture, butterflies, like...
Cool.
You never know what's going to come into this one episode and every other episode after that of What Is Anime?
That is great.
I know, it's
going to
be great.
I really hope we can get to anime.
Oh, you really hope so? Yeah, me too. Okay, all right, here we go. Then here's the moment, right? So we're going to explain what anime is right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay, all right, Sean?
Let's do it.
Here's the first question. Let's just start very broadly. What is anime?
Anime is a kind of show that you want to watch when...
Wait a second. Did you just see the butterflies outside our studio window?
That's a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane. Jeez. Whoa, you guys could see it right now?
Whoa, man. I wish I had a Pokeball.
Yeah. Like a... Catch all.
Catch them all.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, all right, let's get back to...
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, Sean. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
So
anime is like... the kind of entertainment that you want to watch when, like, you're
whoa,
just sitting
whoa,
in...
Whoa, I'm sorry. A butterfly just flew through the window.
Oh,
that is,
shoot. That
oh,
is
you
a
guys
big
get it.
Butterfly.
You guys gotta catch it.
You got... Ooh.
Said you catch it.
Catch that.
You said you could catch butterflies.
No, Sean said he could
catch... Oh, you can catch butterflies. Sean, catch butterflies.
Only if you had a Pokeball. Hold on.
No,
try
yeah,
it.
Get,
try
no,
get
no,
it.
Just, yeah, get it. Oh, you killed it. What is wrong with you? Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
You just killed a butterfly?
I tripped.
Oh,
I am so
my
sorry.
Gosh. No, no.
I am so sorry.
Well, no, don't apologize to us. You apologize to the butterfly's mom that just, like, leave me without his child.
They're too busy migrating.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways. I think the mood is dead. Like, you just killed a butterfly.
You killed a butterfly, you killed the mood.
Yeah, you killed the mood. I think we're just gonna have to end it here, Sean. I'm sorry. Anyways, well, on a happier note, well, thank you so much for listening to this first episode of What Is Anime? We really, really appreciate you guys taking a first listen on our inaugural episode of the first season of hopefully many season of this podcast, where we are going to explore at some point what anime is. And so, but, you know, when we feel better, when I feel better, we bury this butterfly, we bury our feelings for this butterfly, we understand that Pokemon is an anime, We understand that Beauty and the Beast
is an anime,
that SpongeBob is an anime. What I'm getting at here, and just to put it out there, I think, what is anime? Let me tell you, I think everything is anime. Hmm. And I think, hopefully you talk about that more, Sean, at the next episode. We're gonna explain what anime is.
Yes. I really hope so.
It's gonna be a great episode.
Yeah. Well, amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, thank you so much to our sponsors, of which you'll hear if we have any after this break. But we really appreciate you guys listening, and thank you so much for being a part of the first episode of What is Anime? We'll see you guys at the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode of What is Anime? I had a whole bunch of fun, guys. How about you?
Yes.
So much fun.
Amazing.
I'm really sorry about the butterfly guy.
No, it's okay. That's okay. But we're going to talk about what anime is,
yes,
right?
I really hope we get to that.
Yeah, we will. We will. At the next episode. So before we end, we just want to thank all of our sponsors. You know who you are. for supporting our dreams of exploring what anime is, and we hope to actually talk about anime at the next episode. So stay tuned. But for now, I'm Jordy.
My name
is Kenny.
Actually,
my name is.
Wait.
Oh, we have an alter ego here.
I am.
Is there a? Let's
I'm Kenny. Okay. I'm Kenny, guys. I don't know what you heard. Anyways, I'm Kenny.
Alright, I'm Danny.
Uh-huh. I'm
Sean. I'm Spencer.
And thank you for listening to What is Anime?
Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next episode.